Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. I am 24 hours away from being back on the Kokoda track, which I'm looking forward to. I'm getting the opportunity to take another two groups of people across the track and to experience, well, the wonders of PNG. I absolutely love this place. The wonders of putting yourself through a challenge like the Kokoda track. The wonders of being out in the jungle and being away from your phones and all of that sort of stuff. But also, I'm getting the opportunity to introduce people to the wonders of adventure. Now, I believe that adventure is the best personal development in the world, and there is no chance that you could ever convince me of otherwise. This is trek number 90 and 91 across the Kokoda track. So I'm fast approaching that trek 100, which is obviously a goal of mine to get to, and I think I'm going to hang up the boots when I get there and just start to focus on other parts of the business. But even at this level of having done, you know, 89 trips already, I still absolutely love doing what I do. I read a quote that just said, upgrade your standards, your mindset, and most importantly, your work ethic when you want to change anything in life. And I love that. Upgrade your standards, your mindset, and your work ethic. And that's what I think adventure does for people. For these guys and girls coming on the Kokoda track, and I've got all age groups from teenagers right through to people into their mid-60s, they must upgrade their current standard of operating to get themselves physically prepared to cross the Kokoda track. They must upgrade their mindset to overcome the doubt, the fears, the challenges that they may face, or the have I done enough, the anxiety that comes with putting yourself through something like this, because, you know, you do a little bit of research and you soon find all these horror stories about how hard Kokoda is. Is it hard? Of course it is. Are you going to get some stress and anxiety about whether you've done the work? Most likely. But the truth is that I've taken a 79-year-old lady from Melbourne. I've taken an 8-year-old, being my daughter, and a 9-year-old, not including family. I've taken single and double leg amputees, and I've taken everyone in between. And at the end of the day, majority of the time, they make it. So I don't know the exact statistics based off my numbers, but I've flown two people off the track. So I imagine that stat would be somewhere around 99.99% of people that have been on the track with me have made it across the track. Now, that's not any magic I'm doing. That's just you have the capacity to do this thing when you do the work. But you must upgrade your personal standards, which means doing what you said you were going to do, getting out of bed and doing the exercise, and you've given yourself a deadline, right? So if you're leaving on this date, you know that you've got to be ready by that date. So that's what pushes you. So you've upgraded your standards, you've upgraded your mindset because you're overcoming, you know, all the doubts and the fears and the what-ifs and the people telling you, man, that's hard and why would you do that to yourself? And most importantly, you're updating your work ethic. You must raise your personal standards around the work ethic that you put out there. A lot of people in my experience, and this is not for adventure, but just in general, their video and audio don't align. So they'll tell you what they want, but their actions, so they're telling you what you want is the audio. The video is, are your actions matching the audio? And a lot of the time they're not. So a lot of people want something, but they don't want to do the work to get it. They think they do. And they start doing the work and they're inspired and motivated in the early stages, but eventually it starts to drop off. And I've got no doubt that anyone listening to this has experienced that with others and has most likely experienced that with themselves, because I know for a fact that I have. So I love the idea of upgrading your standards, your mindset, and then your work ethic. And I love the idea of taking people on adventures, which I'm starting tomorrow, because it gives them the opportunity to put into practice all of those things. And it gives them the reward for the labor of all the work that they've done. Now, even with all that work, they have no idea, and nor do I, what we're going to face out there. We could have a heap of rain. We could have, you know, hectic weather conditions. It could be perfect weather conditions. You don't know. And that's what I love about pitting ourselves against nature. We realize on the grand scheme of things how irrelevant we are as an individual animal. And that's something that I love, because you get to pit yourself against something that you just cannot beat. You must mold and adapt to. And that's a great lesson for life.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.